Good morning. It's Saturday, the 10th of January, 2015. I'm doing the washing at nearly 5 to 11 in the morning. Doing the washing, washing up. Washing the juicer parts, actually, currently. Made juices I've been doing for nearly every meal this week so far. Carrots and oranges, apples, pears, grapes, cucumber, celery, tomatoes, pineapple. Sarah doesn't like the beetroot or curly kale, except for this morning when she did try the curly kale. And a bag of curly kale produces about half a tablespoon of juice, so not that much, but invaluable nutrients. She definitely doesn't like ginger. Sometimes I put ginger in there. You can hear the dryer going next to me here, and I suppose the amount of air that's going on inside the dryer is comparable to what's going on outside. So from about 4 o'clock yesterday, the wind started getting up, and it was quite stormy by 9:30 last night. I moved the motorhome from underneath a tree, moved it forward about 5 meters, but also not because of fear of things dropping from the trees, also because for the past 3 nights rain has been dripping off a branch on the tree onto the Fiamma storage box on the back of the motorhome, amplifying its collision, amplifying the drip's collision, probably by about 1,000 times of that of the drip hitting the tarmac road. Water's hot. Water's very hot. So we've had a bit of a late start. I think after the first week back at work, first week back at school, everybody kind of needed a bit of a lie-in, so Sarah and I lay in till about 9, and I went downstairs where the children had already had or were eating their breakfast, and they were dressed. They're very good. Jessica or Tamara usually helps Harry out with his breakfast. Every day, that is. And I played a YouTube video.
Stuck.
You are? Can you not build something to jump out?
The policemen are going past.
The policemen are going past?
Yeah. So I have
That's a very excited Jessica with the Huddle that she received for Christmas. The Huddle 2 tablet by Tesco, which is a very, very good tablet, I hasten to add. I'm seriously considering getting one for myself. Excuse me. What? And daughter numbers 1 and 2. Okay, calm down. That's how excited they get. So they're jumping around. We're going for a run in a minute, aren't we, with the dog? Because you clearly need to lose some energy. So you get your trainers on. Infatuated with Minecraft, they are. Fortunately, There are no in-app purchases going to be authorised, so they're quite happy with playing the basic game. Although I must show and share my ignorance of Minecraft. So we sat down at 9:30 this morning to watch a YouTube video, and it was one that I created last night. It took me a while, and it was that of my walk up Skiddaw, which is a very big hill in the Lake District. I'm quite pleased with the outcome, actually. So if you wanted to do a search on YouTube, I'll stick the link in the description of this. You can see the video that I've created using GoPro Hero 3 Plus, and using iMovie software. Now, I have a history of filming and editing productions for broadcast television, but I can't give that my full concentration and do my own in terms of using professional software, which I have got, in my own time, because I haven't got the time. So using iMovie, which is really good, is very simple, drag and drop some really good effects, and being quite creative with other bits of software means that I can add in titles and things like that that I've created in outside of iMovie, which enhance the viewing pleasure, I suppose. I'm quite happy with it. So it's a 32-minute video. Thereafter, we made juice, quite a lot of juice, about 2 litres worth, which furnished Sarah and I with our breakfast, and another Nalgene bottle full of it for me for later on. So the rain has just started again. We're getting gusts of wind up to 60 miles an hour outside. I have a dry bag pegged on the line, which is acting as a bit of a wind vane or wind sock. Show me how much the wind's blowing and from which direction, although the back of all these houses here is quite enclosed, so the wind simply swirls round. The wind hasn't been enough to knock over the trampoline in the back garden, which means that it's not that strong out the back. I've been listening to Bernie Goldbach this morning, who's at Top Gold on Audio Boom, giving us some thoughts after his sad passing of his mother. Telling us of some memories which were very, very moving, Bernie. Very moving indeed. Especially when you're listening to those words, having closed out the rest of the world with some good headphones. I hate washing dishes. I hate washing dishes because the sink is too low. If the sink was another 4 inches higher, then I'd be quite happy. Currently stooping over the sink. I'm not lazy. And we've had a dishwasher in the past, not this house, but this house isn't, well, it hasn't got the place for a dishwasher. We sold our dishwasher when we left it, a house that we had in 2009. Sold that dishwasher. Somebody got themselves a bargain. Last bit now. Two-litre jug. So the girls, having their own devices, can see and play with each other's characters on Minecraft. Awesome. You managed to get out then?
Yep.
I'm very happy with the latest YouTube update for Apple TV. They're improving it all the time. There's been quite a lot of updates to the YouTube app. On Apple TV, the YouTube, yeah, it is. I suppose it is an app. Just had the postman call at the door about 15 minutes ago. He delivered a box which invariably contains a birthday present for my eldest daughter Tamara, and also an A4 envelope which contains something stiffer than a piece of card. And when I opened it, to my delight, I saw that it was a certificate of achievement for completing the Yorkshire Three Peaks Challenge. And as I announced this to my wife, who was upstairs, she duly informed me that it was all sorted out by my brother-in-law, who I walked with that day, the 2nd of January. He was the one who arranged the certificate. Invariably, you can print the certificate out from the internet. However, I'm on good understanding that there are special conditions, probably meaning that you have to have completed the Yorkshire Three Peaks Challenge in the official manner, which is to check in and check out of the Penygent Cafe at the base of Penygent, the first mountain. I'm filling up the water filter here because the water out of the tap in Wiltshire is quite calky, quite chalky. And in order to prolong the life of our kettle, we filter the water. So an extra expense of Brita water filters every so often. But fortunately, towards the end of 2014, we've got a really good deal on 12 filters, which will last 12 months. So today, what does today hold? Well, today holds a surprise for tomorrow. It's her birthday on Tuesday. How old will you be on your birthday?
Nine.
And so,
this is my house.
We have a surprise for tomorrow that had to be today. We couldn't have it next weekend, and I'm the type of person who, you can't celebrate any birthday presents or surprises until you've had your birthday, but our hands were tied on this occasion. But I'm pretty sure that she'll enjoy it. Kettle on. Water filter needs to filter quickly. Kettle off. Just 6 minutes past 11 now, 7 minutes past 11. So I've come out the living room here. Molly's lying on the rug with her nose. Oh, she's looking at me. The nose tucked in. Where's the Apple remote? Where's the Apple remote?
Nowhere.
Children are transfixed on huddle screens. How about you sit up? Because you're probably sitting on it. This one here, the one that you're sitting on. Yeah. So I'm looking at the television now, and I've got images that we took on the Yorkshire Three Peaks sweeping past. It's the Apple TV screensaver, which I've set to show photographs that I've taken.
You're not allowed to see where I am.
That have been uploaded since to my Flickr account. And each of the photographs are framed with a frame. So it looks like you're going along looking at an art gallery. It's quite smart. And what I will do for you lot, the masses, is take a photograph of what I'm looking at. In a second. No, these are photographs from the photo stream.
Are you Steve?
Hey, Steve.
Who's Steve?
Me.
Can you not stand on the dog, please?
No.
Well, you are.
Tomorrow I can't go down. It's really annoying.
So it's quite nice just to sit here and watch a screensaver. Here we go. Oh, it's a panoramic of the Lake District. Keswick from Dodd. Looking, panning right to Bassenthwaite Lake.
I can't get up. Bomb.
So that's taking up the whole of the screen at the moment. So. So, are you all packed and ready to go?
Yes.
So it's just me.
I want that cake.
You want that cake? Harry's looking at the cake of Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles coming out of a sewer. It's really good. How do you know it's a cake?
Because I want that for my birthday.
I know, but how do you know that's a cake? And along comes another panoramic image of, yeah. What's it called, Harry?
Don't know.
Ribblehead Viaduct. My brother-in-law just texted me. He says, you're most welcome. Thank you for sharing the experience with me. As a sent a photograph of the certificate thanking him. So that's that. I've got another couple of videos to edit and upload to YouTube. I may get one out tonight.
Hey, this is my bedroom. Get out.
So on with our Saturday.
All one word. All one word. Out. One word. Out. One word.